Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Just the usual heads up here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's going on creatively, what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. If you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you might not find this podcast very interesting. You're welcome to listen, but this podcast comes with no warranty, implied or otherwise. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I just suggest checking out update number one to bring yourself up to date before jumping back here. All right, so by the fact that this is dropping on Friday, you know it's been another busy week. Mostly it's been busy because of the backlog left over from the show a couple of weeks ago and the fact that it was spring holidays for my son and I had him home on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. Oh, and I finally got account access and started doing my duties for the university teachers union. So, updates. Jekyll and Hyde. Now that we finished the showcase, the admin work of setting things up for the summer begins. Javed, who is in the ensemble for the showcase, and Kevin, another intern from Germany, have started work already. I got two more coming in on Monday. I'm going to delegate a bunch of the intern organization over to Kevin, and I recognize this is not a fun art update. So, moving on. The Capan Show. I finally have a small update about this. Catherine and I had our long-delayed meeting yesterday. I pitched an idea about sort of pulling a thread using Japanese folktales like The Crane Wife as a base where someone goes and they're not supposed to look at something and they look at something and something bad happens. We also talked about nationalism. She talked about Quebecois identity and English-Canadian identities as being class identities, at least on some level, and I was astounded that this had never in my life occurred to me because it's so obvious. So the next step is that I'm going to be reading this play called Sauce Brune, which is a Quebecois play that's kind of about this, apparently. And I will have to talk to Catherine if I'm having struggles with the French-Canadian French, because it's written. Yeah, it's very idiomatic, and I am really out of practice. Okay, YTG General stuff. I'm just really looking forward to delegating more stuff to the interns for Monday. That's my horizon for things right now. That's about as far forward as I can see. Nerd Night. That is next Nerd Night. You'll remember we had to cancel the last one because of the water pipe issue at our venue. That is coming up on April 21st. Listeners of this podcast, hey, you can watch this online. I mean, if you're not in Japan, you can watch this online. You can come down. You can come down to the space. No, you can't. You can watch it online. Go to tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. The live stream is free. There's an optional donation you can make, but the live stream is free if you just want to watch. And the other update I have, what else do I have? I had to build a slide deck for that sometime during next week. Okay, podcast. Still no updates, no time to edit. Okay, photography. Yikes. Okay, I did the cherry blossom shoot last Saturday. I think I might have blown it. It was super high pressure. The little kid was adorable, the two-year-old. Remember, there's a two-year-old and a baby. The little kid, the two-year-old, was adorable, but he was wild. The mother did, to her credit, try to warn me several times. But, you know, everyone says that their child is, like, quote-unquote, active, right? I did so much rushing around that I didn't have time even to verify camera settings sometimes. I really regretted not bringing my older camera, my XH1, because it's got image stabilization on it. I don't normally need it in bright daylight, but yikes, I was moving a lot. I missed the focus just by a little bit sometimes. A lot of times I'm flailing between aperture settings, trying to get different depths of field, because at some points they wanted like a specific building in the background, and I'm like, well, I guess the words on that building have to be in focus. I guess I'm out of practice doing this kind of high pressure shoot. But with like the kind of families I've worked with before, I would have just put them on the ground to play and just like laying on the ground myself and just photographed them and stood up and then shot down. But that little kid had just learned to run, and God damned if he was going to sit still for anybody. So I'm seriously considering buying some kind of expensive software just so I can tweak those images a little bit. Just so I can sort of push them closer to the quality that I would consider acceptable for this kind of shoot. All right, video update. I ran the live stream for a pole dancing show on Sunday. This is my second time actually running a pole dancing show, but the first time predates me recording this. You know, video and live streaming really seems to be an afterthought for event organizers. So my experience, not just with the pole dancing group, although twice now with them, but also with other groups that I've done this for, there's very low amount of information given to the people handling the videography. There's no chance, this time we didn't have a chance to see the lights in advance. That's about 50-50 on these events. Positioning of chairs, audience, stage pieces, etc., means that camera placement is kind of compromised. It's not the cameras aren't in ideal locations, and in this case, it meant that neither Roger, the guy who hired me to do this job and who was mostly doing the filming, neither he or I could reach the main camera to change settings in the event that, like, yeah, you got this huge variation in lighting between scenes. So some scenes are like really, really, really dark. Some scenes are really, really bright. So you're either like in the dark sometimes, or the whites are getting blown out, and there's no way to get to the camera. I did it a couple times. I like snuck up and got to it, but it was really hard. I could only do it once or twice. They had like sort of three performances over the course of the evening. I was only able to do it like once or twice per performance. Anyway, it is always fun to work with Roger, though. I really like that he invites me along on these gigs, especially because they pay. All right, general performance stuff, acting stuff, I guess. I start recording for that Netflix show next week. I have my script. I've got the video. I'm really nervous. I'm talking to the director tonight. I've made an appointment to speak with him tonight because I do not know what he wants from this character. I can't talk about specifics because of the NDA, but I really look forward to telling you about this process once the show actually gets released and I can properly talk about it. But it's just, I think I can say, this is very general, I think I can say that I'm doing the voice for sort of an anime character, and so I need to match the mouth movements and stuff like that. So normally, you actually record the audio before the animation is done. At least in a lot of these things, you do that. If it's an original thing and you're doing the original voice, which I am. But the problem is because there was a motion capture thing and they recorded lines there, I'm matching those lines. So all the other performers there are matching their own performances, but I'm actually matching somebody else's because I wasn't there for the motion capture. So yeah, that's terrifying. Okay, general stuff, just general life updates. I'm still behind. I'm still late on my taxes. I still haven't got those done. I still haven't even really started. I need to do that soon because I'm really worried that the municipal tax office will basically just give me a bill based on last year's income, which was a lot more than this year's income. So I need to get that in soon so I don't get the wrong evaluation for that. And yeah, and I'm just kind of still in a cash flow crisis as well until Netflix pays out in May. Job for the quarter. All right, well, that's it. No time for any deep dives or poetry this week. I really hope to start getting back to that soon, but realistically, we're looking at May. All right, Andrew out.